Well, I was born and brought up in Fetlar. And that was counted as the Gairdine of Shetland for the rich soil that was in it. And when we were boys going to the school, as soon as the summer holidays came, then we were made for the Hill of Lamaca, as they called it. That's where all the pits was cut. We grew the maize. And we started in the morning and ran six runs in over to the middle of the hill. And then come back to the hill, and everyone here to say on Philly Hoos that they lived in. And you come back and bend the maize out for the night and hid something to eat and then turned in for the sleep. And then raised about 7 o'clock and took the maize back into the around close into where the banks of pits was, so that you were ready for starting early in the morning. It was usually dark when we started. The reason for that was to get clear of the heat of the day, for we to float on a very steep road along the banks, coming down for the sound of Tresta. And there we light westerly wind. It was just like an oven going up that steep road. And we rode up to the hill. You had to go up a steep road by the top of a cliff. And the road was known as the Clifts. And you were on horseback going back of the hill. And you look at down at the top of the road, you could see the beach below you about 300 feet down, which to any stranger would must have been very frightening. But we should grow up with and never thought a thing about it. And as far as we're concerned, there the hill, that was just like a holiday. Hard work, but really enjoyable. And when we were finished running the gings, as they called it, then we were free to do anything. So me and my brother used to go to the creeks. We had a fishing rod there and lift up a fresh fish sometimes when we were flooding. And that usually lasted about 2 to 3 weeks every summer.